It is time for your Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, a grilling tip. Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park, where they are serving sandwiches until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and they make the best sandwiches in the market. You got to go. You got to try them. Just give it a shot. It's right up there in Bluff Park. Can't go wrong. Okay. So Mr. P's meat special, I'm going to throw this one at you because it's really good and it involves something that we're cooking today, right? 2 6-ounce mahi-mahi fillets, 2 6-ounce red snapper fillets, 2 6-ounce tuna fillets, 2 6-ounce grouper fillets, 2 1-pound packages of deluxe chicken fingers, and 2 7-ounce chicken cordon bleus, plus 3 packs of 2 each 6-ounce chicken breast, the boneless, skinless kind, and a 16-ounce bottle of Pilatary's marinade, all that for $100. That is a lot of fish and a lot of chicken for $100, and they can serve that up for you immediately. All you have to do is stop by Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli and say, let me have that meat special number 6 that you guys have. They'll put it together for you. You can even call them and say, put that together for me. I'll be by to pick it up a little bit later. Now, I mentioned the other week how much I love grouper. And I realized I don't really talk that much about grilling fish. So I will now, because it's worth time and attention, especially if you're trying to get a little bit healthier. Although, with this recipe, 4 tablespoons of melted butter, maybe not as healthy as it could be. You can use less, by the way. You can use less. A lot of times recipes will call for immense amounts of butter because they think of that as flavor. We in American society think of fat and salt as flavor. That's the way we've been trained. But the reality is you can use a lot less butter. I would say as little as a tablespoon and a half of melted butter. You're using 2 6-ounce fillets here of grouper. And I want to urge you to get some Pilatary's Greek seasoning. I have a bunch of this in my cabinet. You could also use Italian seasoning for this. I like the Greek personally, and then I like a little fresh ground black pepper right over the top of it. But what you want to do is you want to mix your butter. You want to mix your Greek seasoning. Go ahead and throw in just, you know, a couple of turns of the pepper mill when it comes to pepper. And then Parmesan cheese, some finely grated Parmesan. Yeah, I guess you can use the stuff from the, you know, shaker, the craft, whatever. But if you can go get the actual hard Parmesan and run it through a fine grater, it'd be a little bit better because it'll be grated as a little bit like snow is what you're looking for. And you're going to use a brush. You're going to preheat your grill to medium high. And you are going to brush this butter combo, this butter Greek seasoning, Parmesan combo, onto both sides of the fish. Actually, here's what I would do. It's really important that you use oil on your grill before you do this, because fish has a really bad habit of sticking. I mean, really bad habit of sticking. So you want to take a pair of tongs. You want to take some oil, something with a high smoke point. I use canola. You can use peanut, whatever you want. Coconut oil works good. I wouldn't use olive oil. It's got a low smoke point, and it could burn right off. And, of course, you got a hot side, cool side on the grill. That is to say, direct heat, indirect heat. You want to use a pair of tongs, get some paper towel, get that oil on there, and then rub it over the grill and make sure that it stays on there. Don't let it burn off. Don't let it dissipate. And then you're going to put your fish down, and you're going to use this butter Parmesan combo on the top of that fish, and you're putting that on the indirect heat side, okay? Close your grill up and let it sit in there for about 2 to 3 minutes, depending on how thin it is. 2 to 3 minutes, okay? When you open it up, carefully grab that fillet and lift it, because if it's sticking, you got real problems, and it's going to come apart on you because fish is flaky and all of that stuff. So you got to be real careful with this. If it helps you to put down foil and just do it on the foil, you can do that. I tend to like to do it directly on the griddle, because it's what's the point of cooking if you're not putting it right on the grill? So flip it over and then put the butter combo on the other side of each of these fillets and give it another 2 to 3 minutes. Now, your goal here is to get these things opaque, right? You want them to be firm and opaque. You can tell when fish is done. Don't let it get overdone. Overdone fish is terrible, all right? When you get it off the grill, let it sit for a minute. Just let it. It's not cooling. It just needs to sort of rest. And I would throw, squeeze a fresh lemon on top of it. You don't need to serve this with anything. You don't need a sauce. You don't need tartar sauce. You don't need. It's just so good because that Greek seasoning. And by the way, be generous with that Greek seasoning and be generous with that pepper. You will thank me for it later. So there you go. There's some grilled grouper concepts for you from Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. I want to urge you, because I hear from people all the time who say, well, I don't think I have the talent to do that, or I'm not really comfortable doing that, or, you know, I've done burgers and hot dogs on the grill, but I just don't think I'm good. I want to urge you to try. Get outside your comfort zone. Give it a shot. What's the worst thing that can happen? You can screw it up. But then you'll figure out, here's what I did wrong, and the next time you do it, you'll get it right. And everyone will say, ooh, this is really tasty. And that will encourage you and make you feel like you want to continue and try some other stuff. If I didn't try and fail multiple times with a lot of these recipes, I wouldn't be a cook at all nowadays. And every single time I make something, I always come up with a way that I can improve it for the next time, and that's sort of the art of cooking right there. Yeah, like I'm an artist. Anyway, Mr. P's Butcher Shop, Deli 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park, serving sandwiches till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Don't forget about their seasonings, which you can find at stores all over the Birmingham metro area. Their sauces as well, and their marinades, all of them just fantastic.